Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Lamed Zayin. As we continue here in the third parak, Parak Mishamesu, in Maseches Bracha, which is all about people who are pater from certain mitzvos and people who are not allowed to do certain mitzvos and the like. We started the Mishnah, but again, this Maseches Shirim are sponsored by Dr. Michael and Linda Elman. Le'ilu Nishbas, their parents, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya, Bas, Rabbi Chaim, Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon, Lipa, Barab Le, Bas, Riel, Rubin, and Basha, Bas, Rabbi Yamin, Rubin, Alehem Hashalom. So let's read the Mishnah again. The Mishnah tells us, Noshim Avadim Uktanim, Pturim Mikriyashman Menat Tefillin. Women and Avadim, of course this means Eved Kanaani, and Eved Ivri is Chayiv in all mitzvahs. And Eved Kanaani is Chayiv in mitzvahs like an Isha. We'll see, talk about that soon. Bez Hashem and Ktanim. And children are Pater from Kriyashman Tefillin. Really, children are Pater from all mitzvahs. Right, so which child is this talking about? So we mentioned that's a machlokas achronim on the page. Is it talking about even shelohi gi'el achinuch? Right, even if it's very, very young, that's what it's talking about. Or even igiel achinuch, right? Even if it's old enough, but still they're not around at the time that their parents say daven, and therefore they can't hold them accountable for kriyashma or tefillin. They can't keep a gufnaki. And ketanim is a huge discussion. The mitzvah of chinuch, we're not going to focus on that so much today. But the mitzvah of chinuch is a discussion in Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Brachos in the Bavli, whether the mitzvah of chinuch, the way the achronim say it, is the mitzvah of chinuch on the father or on the son. And to say it's on the son, Rav Asher Weiss notes in one of his farim, it's hard to say that any chiv is on the son. You know, the child is not a lav bardas. How could one say that it's on the son? Well, everybody agrees it's on the father. Everybody agrees it's on the father. The question is there a secondary chiv that comes out, flowing from the father's chiv onto the son? But it's not exactly a full-fledged chiv on the son. We're not going to hold him responsible. He's not going to be at fault if he doesn't do it. But the mitzvah of chinuch is a big topic. Good. So Dajam Tanim are part of Kriyashma and from Tfilin. But they're obligated, and we lachora this is going on Nashim and Avadim, not Dafka Ktanim, but Chayavin Bitfila, Davening, Chayavin Davening, Ubi Mezuzah, Ubi Berchaz Amazim. The Rambam Ahava in Tfila, Rambam Ahava. They're obligated in tefillah and in mezuzah and in berachas hamazon. The Gemara is going to talk about what's the havamina, why would we think otherwise? But first, let's see the charedim here. Why are women obligated in tefillah? Meaning, what's the potential havamina? It's a mitzvah seishas ban grama. If it's a time-bound mitzvah, so then that's why women should be pturos. And that's why you have to say, no, they're obligated in tefillah. Why? As the Gemara says, in the Bavli, derachamihi, as the charedim quotes. Because tefillah is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for divine compassion, and who doesn't need that? Everybody needs the divine compassion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, even though it is a mitzvah that says Shizvan Grama, but they would still be obligated. V'tiknua af l'nashim v'la avadim avagadim mitzvah zazvan gramahi, says the Charedim, and therefore Chazal enacted it for women and avadim, even though it's van grama. According to the Rambam, that says that davening is a mitzvah daraisa every single day, the zman grama aspect is drabanan, all the details of davening are drabanan. Right, we've discussed this many times in the past already, the details of the Rabbanan and the words of the Rabbanan. So according to the Rambam, so what's the chiddush of chayav and betfila? They're obviously chayav and betfila. It's not a zman grama mitzvah. Just because the Rabbanan put certain times onto the davening, does that make it into a zman grama? L'chora, that wouldn't change its essence. There's another girsa in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos that talks about maybe a havamina, because there's a pasuk that talks about morning and afternoon. So there could be other reasons. One would have to explain the Rambam. But the Havamina here obviously isn't, because this is Zman Grama for the Rambam, because they are obligated. It is not a Zman Grama. Its pashtus seems to be against the Gemara, because our Gemara, in a few lines from now, gives a reason that the Chayav and Tefillah, because after all, Bakash is Rachamim. And what do you mean? Just say the Chayav and Tefillah, because it's not a Zman Grama. So the Achronim try to figure that out, how the Rambam works that out. But the Chayav and Tefillah, the Chayav and Mezuzah, Chayav and Mezuzah, Mezuzah is not a Zman Grama. And again, what's the Havamina, why I would have thought otherwise. Again, the Charedim quotes, we'll have a little bit of this in our Gemara too, but the Charedim quotes from the Bavli Daf Chaf, that I might have thought that Mezuzah is compared to Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah is women are pturos, not because of Zman Grama, but because of a Beferish Limud, as we're going to have soon. So we compare mezuzah to Talmud Torah. That's the Hekesh, because you have it you have it next to each other in the Torah, and in Shema. And Berchas HaMazon. Right? So the Berchas HaMazon is also women are obligated. Kamash Balan, the Haredim says that we shouldn't say that because it says in Shmos by the Mon, B'seis Hashem Lachem Ba'erev, Lachem Ba'boker, Lisboa. It talks about morning and evening. So it's like a Zman Grama because you eat in the morning and the evening. So you're going to be benching in the morning and the evening. That's fascinating. That's not so much a halachic mechayev. That's just a reality. Could be that Hashem gave us the mon morning and afternoon, and we bench the morning and afternoon. Therefore, it's a Zman Grama, because originally when we got the mon, it was a Zman Grama. So it relates to the definition of how one defines a Zman Grama. Just because something happens at a certain time, does that make it into a Zman Grama? There's a beautiful thought that a number of Achronim say in the context of certain mitzvos. Probably the most famous one is the Ramban in Kiddushin. We're going to have Hashem this list a little bit later. The Ramban lists off in Kiddushim. Mitzvahs that are Zman Grama, mitzvahs that are not Zman Grama. And one of the items on the list of the Ramban of mitzvah that is not Zman Grama is Sfiras HaOmer. That's not a Zman Grama. And ask all the Achronim. That's the most Zman Grama out of any mitzvah in the world. How can you say that Sfiras HaOmer is not a Zman Grama? So there are some Achronim that say, you're right, it's a mistake. It's a mistake, take it out of the Ramban. The Ramban never meant it. But other Rishonim quote the Ramban as having it. Well, it's hard to say that it's a toos. Some say that it said Samachay, and instead of Sfiras HaOmer, it should have been Sfiras HaZava, some other type of, you know, publisher's error. But Achronim use it and say, no, there must be a lum this year for the Ramban. And what is it? They explain, Rabbi Yosef Engel says this, and Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perlau says this, and Rabbi Shlomo Kluger says it, and that is, not every mitzvah that appears only every once in a while is a Zman Grama. It has to be literally Zman Goreim. Something that I could have done every single day, but it wouldn't be a mitzvah. I can blow shofar today. It's not a mitzvah. Comes along Rosh Hashanah, make shofar into a mitzvah. I can shake a lulav today. Comes along Sukkot and makes it into a mitzvah. So that act could be done any day and it won't be a mitzvah. But once there's this specific time, that makes it into the mitzvah. But what if you only have a certain reality that only exists at certain times of the year? That might not be a Zman Grama. Right, it just so happens that that's the reality. Kiddush Levana, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger discusses, is Kiddush Levana a Zman Grama? Right, the Magen Avraham says women shouldn't do Kiddush Levana because of Chava. Always goes back somehow to they cause the chay. But is Kiddush Levana a Zman Grama? He suggests no, because the mitzvah is making a bracha to Hashem as the moon is getting bigger. So that only happens the first half of the month. The second half of the month is not that there's no mitzvah. There's no reality for the mitzvah. The moon is not getting bigger. And therefore, that's not called the Zman Grama. The Zman is Goreim for the Mitzvah Sheyavo. The Zman isn't Goreim the Mitzvah Sheyavo. Right? Or some talk about Sfiras HaOmer. If you define the mitzvah as counting the days between Pesach and Shavuos, not just counting days, but if you define the mitzvah as counting days between Pesach and Shavuos, so then when it's not between Pesach and Shavuos, there's no mitzvah. It's not that there's a mitzvah to count, and only today there's a mitzvah to count. And other days, there's no mitzvah to count. No, the mitzvah is to count between these 2 days. And therefore, if it's not between these 2 days, it's like the second half of the month. So that's not a Zman Grama. That's a Zman Goreim for the mitzvahs to come. Again, it might be a machlokas that how to understand the mitzvahs here, Sa'omer. Those are two examples. Here, Sa'omer, Kiddush Levana, some say it by Bikurim. Big machlokas, whether Bikurim is a Zman Grama. The Mishnayos talk about Bikurim is only brought in a certain time between Sukkot and Shavuos and Sukkot, and maybe extended to Chanukah. But anyway, so maybe that might be the Hava Mina and the Maskana here too. A Hava Mina that, well, you're only benching in the morning and the evening. Hava Mina that's like a Zman Grama. Kamash Malan not. So Kamash Malan again might be because that's just a mitzius. The food was there in the morning and the afternoon, and that's why you bench then. But that doesn't make it into a Zman Grama. So it could be that could be behind the Havamina and the Maskana regarding Berachas HaMazon. The Gemara also, one of the Achronim I saw assume in the back, the Gemara here assumes that women are Chayiv in Berachas HaMazon Midaraisa. Right, the Gemara Berachas in the Bavli Daf Chav has the suffix about it, an unanswered suffix. Maybe women should be Pturos from Birchas HaMazon Midaraisa. Right, that's the Tosfos there, the Rashi and the Tosfos there, either because women don't have the mitzvah of Bris Milah, or women don't take part, don't have a portion in Eretz Yisrael. And that's Tosfos' discussion in Chaf Mabez. Quotes Rashi, "Delo machayvi midaraisa mishu dechsev ala aretz atova, v'nashem lo not lo chelik ba'aretz." And then Tosfos asks about Kohanim and Leviim, but then Tosfos says, no, it's about Bris and Torah that you have to mention that they are not Shayachin. Okay, but so when the Achronim say, because the Bavli has a suffix about it, that because the Yerushalmi has a Vaday about it, we'll go like the Bavli. Go like the Yerushalmi. As we said back in the introductory shiur, sometimes the Yerushalmi wins over the Bavli if it's a Vaday and the Bavli is only a suffix. So it could be that we'd be machmir to assume that Birchas HaMazon is daraisa for women. Viter. Nashim inayin. So how do we know women are, this is going on the first half, according to the Haredim, this is the question. How do you know women are in a peturos from Kriya Shema, from Tfilin? So Nashim inayin, because after all, maybe you should say they're chayiv. Why? Havamina, even though it's not grama, but Shema's Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. So maybe you should say they're chayiv. And Tfilin is compared to mezuzah. So how do you know women are peturos? Nashim minayin, so v'limatem osamos b'nechem, because they're both of those might be compared to Talmud Torah. V'limatem osamos b'nechem, es b'nechem, v'lo es b'nosechem. And not your daughters, and therefore there's a petur of Talmud Torah for women, and therefore we compare tefillin, and maybe we could also compare Kriya Shema. Again, the topic of women and Talmud Torah is a huge one, which we'll have to leave for now. What women have to learn, women say Berachas HaTorah. Good. Avadim inayin, how we know Avadim are patur. Shene emar, and here is one of the chazal that I think I mentioned a couple of days ago. Sometimes the Yerushalmi captures a certain idea in a chazal that we don't have in the Bavli. So here's an example. How do you know an Eved is patur from Shema? Shene emar. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Es she'ein lo adon ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yatzah ha'eved sheish lo adon acher. Who is chayev in Shema? The one that has Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But somebody has another master upon them, so then they're not chayev in Kriya Shema. And therefore, that's the patur for avadim. So one might say, what about an eved ivri? Is that another adon? That's a different type of adon. Different type of adon. In eved Kanaan, he has a kenyan iser. There's a kenyan in the status. Doesn't have it. If we have a Kenyan Isser, either way, it's a different type of avdus. So you also have it sheish lo adon acher. So the Gemara says here beferish that women and avadim are pater from kriyashma. If you look in the Ramah, 2 points. The Ramah in Hilchos Kriyashma says they should say though the first pasuk. They should say the first pasuk. The Vilna Gaon wonders, but doesn't our Gemara here in the Yerushalmi seem to say that they're pater? So what do you mean they should say the first pasuk? Sounds like they're pater, totally. But the Ramah quotes that in Simen Ayin. Simen Ayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Nashem avadim p'tur mikriya shma, b'pnei shi mitzvah aseh shazman grama. V'nachon hu l'lamdam shi'kabal omalayim omachos shamayim. It's appropriate that they should be makabal omachos shamayim. Right? Even though they are pater. But they should be makabal omachos shamayim. The Bach holds that they're chayiv in kabal omachos shamayim. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that most achronim are cholik. It sounds like they are pater because it's a zman grama. But the Ramah adds, the yikru ulafachos pasuk rishon. They should say the first pasuk. That's the Shulchan Aruch. And again, it doesn't sound that way. They need anything from our Gemara, but it could be an additional, you know, they should. Not that they have to, they should. That's what it comes to. The Ramah quotes that Pasha is based on Nashim and Avadim. The Tosfos Rabbi Kivi Eger here on Mishnah, this is a Lamdish question, we know, he discusses, as many Achronim do, what do you need a separate makar for all of these halachas by Avadim? The Gemara says, La La Me'isha. We have a Gzeira Shava between Isha and Eved. And that's why whatever mitzvahs women are obligated in, Avadim, Eved Kanani are obligated in, and vice versa. So what do you need a separate makar anyway to say that they're pater? Just compare it. La La Me'isha. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger, I'll just mention the issue. You have to look in all the Achronim how to answer that question. Kiva Eger on Rav Shtayis wonder, well, we have that Gzeira Shava of La La Me'isha. What would have been the case without the Gzeira Shava? Would we have said, well, women are pturos, I'm sorry, avadim are pturos from all mitzvahs. La La Me'isha is mechayiv them in mitzvahs like an isha? Or would I have said, an Eved Kanani is chayiv in all mitzvahs. La La Me'isha knocks it down. and says they're only chayiv in mitzvahs ki'isha. Meaning, what would I have thought about an Eved Kenani before the Gzeira Shava of Lala? So that is 2 days in Rabbi Kiva Eger on our Mishnah, right here. He wonders, does Lala bump it up or bump it down? There is different evidence in Chazal. But that's what he says. He asked this Kasha. He says, Truto Mashma, right, about why do you need a reason, Liftor? So he says, Ela Karcha, Cha Iker, Delo Yadanu Klau Mitzvah Salavadim. I would have started off them as a total p'tur, and la is mechay of them. Is mechay of them. Umemela lo yafinan the chiyav yoser miisha. And he talks about, but this is the issue that he discusses among others. But that's an important line about adon. Ketanim minayim. Back to the Gemara. Ketanim minayim. How do we know ketanim are p'tur from tefillin? Laman tia Torah Hashem b'ficha, because it says by tefillin one of the laman mitzvahs, right? Laman, so that Torah Hashem is in your mouth. When you get tefillin, Torah is going to be on your mouth. B'shashu tadirba, that's the drasha. Only tefillin only applies to someone who possibly could always have it, right? And a katan cannot always have tefillin on them, right? Sometimes even for a short amount of time, if they could keep a gufnaki. That will be only for a short amount of time and not longer, and therefore they are excluded. Right? That's what the Pnei Moshe says. L'fisheino yachol lishmar gufo. And since they're pater from tefillin, they're also pater from kriyashma. Sheino masi tadir, they're not next to their father to be mechanechim in kriyashma. Fine, that's the first half of the Mishnah. That explains all the exemptions. Why not? Why they're not pater from kriyashma and tefillah? The chayavim betefillah. Why are chayavim in tefillah? So what should the Rambam say? Because it's not a zman grama. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The chayavim betefillah. Because everybody has to ask for their own rachmanis. Right, this is also sounds like, there's no shomea ka'ona. Shehei kol echad ve'echad mevakish rachmim al atzmo. Is there shomea ka'ona when it comes to Shmona Esrei? Right, this line sounds like we're going to have like a certain exceptions to the rule. Right, kriyashma, maybe tefillah. Again, if we're going to paskin, if somebody does not know the words and they can't, then it could be that b'di'eved, Shmuel Kona would work. But for sure, if somebody knows, so that's this lashon. And why they chayav mezuzah? Because you should write the mezuzah on your house, right? What's exactly the limud? If you look in the Sefer Charedim, it's really from the next pasuk. Laman yirbu yimeichem yimevenechem. Right, that's what the Bavli says. What, only men want long life and not women? So everybody wants long life. Or the Ma'ari Folda says, no, mezuzah is chovas hadar. You go by whoever lives there, and whoever lives there needs the shmira. So obviously it's not a zman grama, it's a bias goreim. It's the chovas hadar, and therefore women are obligated in mezuzah. Ube berachas hamazon, dechsiv, v'yachalta, v'savata, v'irachta, Hashem alakecha. Right, whoever ate is chayev to bless Hashem. And therefore, women are obligated. Like I said before, you don't get any impression here that the women are exempt any more than men. Once you quote the pasuk, it's just based on the achila. Is it based on the achila or the sviya? There's a discussion in Achronim. What happens if somebody ate a large meal when they were a katan and they become a bar mitzvah? So they're still satiated when they were a bar mitzvah. So they have to bench midaraisa or midrabanan. Because do you go by the maisa achila or do you go by the sviya? The feeling of svia. That's a discussion. Tamataninan, we continue. The Mishnah says in Meseches Kiddushin, Kol mitzvah aseh shezman grama anashim chayavim anashim peturos. All mitzvah aseh that are time-bound, men are obligated, women are peturos. Kol mitzvah aseh shelo hazman grama echad anashim chayavim. And all mitzvahs that are not time-bound, men and women are equally obligated. Ezeh o mitzvah aseh shezman grama, which mitzvahs are time-bound. There aren't so many of them. Right? We think there are like 15. No, there's like 7, right? There aren't so many that says zman grama. And there are some that there's a machlokas about. But what are the ones that are obvious that Chazal talk about? Kagon, sukkah, lulav, shofar, tefillin. Right, those are zman grama. Interesting, tzitzis is not on this list. It's going to be on the other list. What else is not on the list? Matzah, because women are obligated in matzah. Shabbos, because women are obligated in Shabbos. Right, so there are other zman gramas that women are obligated in. But there are others that are spoken about, whether women are obligated, Aliyah L'Regel and Hakel. But the ones that are here, Sukkah Lulav Shofar Tefillin. Vezahi mitzvah say she'ein azman grama, kigon aveda, right, hashavas aveda, shiluach hakan, ma'akeh, putting up a fence around my roof, v'tzitzis. Right, so this opinion holds that tzitzis is not azman grama, meaning, you're chayiv in tzitzis day and night. lachora, according to this day. Well, we'll see. Let's continue. Rabbi Shimon poter as anashim mitzvah tzitzis. Rabbi Shimon says no, poter mitzvah tzitzis, and that's what we hold. Why she mitzvah tzitzis as zman grama? Tzitzis is as zman grama. Shaharei ksoslai lo poter mitzvah tzitzis, because if you have pajamas, pajamas are poter from tzitzis. Uriisem oso, excluding ksuslaila. So ksuslaila is poter from tzitzis. So you see, it is poter. Amreb laya. Time under Rabbanan. So what's the reason for the Rabbanan that you're chayev in tzitzis? Shekenim haisam yichedis lo liyom ulo laila shechayevis betzitzis. But if you have clothing that is daytime clothing, so then even if you were at a night, you're going to be chayev. So doesn't that make it a non-zman grama? So it's interesting. It seems from here that everybody would agree that if you have a pajamas, they're not chayev in tzitzis. Right? That's not what the Rabbanan are arguing about. They're just saying, if you have a beged that's miyuchad for day and night, so it's a machlokes, whether that's called as zman grama. Whether that's called as zman grama, that's the machlokes between them. Again, we also mentioned, I think, a tour of weeks ago in the Shiurim, there is a machlokes we shown in which are both quoted, both days are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch about the betur of tzitzis. Does it go by when or what? Is it about the ksus? Is it about the pajamas? Right, if I have pajamas, then I'm not chayiv in tzitzis, even if I wear that during the day. And if I have daytime clothing, then I'm pater, even if I wear that during the night. Or do you go by the person? It goes by when you wear it, right? So that is the, look, I just try to find that quickly. That's the machlokas. Both of them are quoted in here. Yurches, Simon Yurches in Shulchan Aruch. Laila lav man tzitzis. See, we paskin it as man grama, because Laila is not man tzitzis. Dichzibu isam oso. What does that mean? Leha Rambam, call mashalovish balaila, pater afiluhum yuchal layom. Umashalovish bayom chayv afiluhum yuchal layla. The Rambam says you go by when you're wearing it. If you wear pajamas during the day, you're obligated. Right? If you wear a regular shirt during the night, you're pater. Ulaharosh, ksusam yuchal layla, pater afiluhum shabayom. Uksusam yuchal layom, olyom vila layla, chayv afiluhum shabalayla. Maybe he gets this from this part of it, it's from our lashon. From our lashon, it sounds like it goes by the ksus. Rama savi brachas lahakel, and therefore you only make a bracha and says this if you wear it by yom and it's miyuchad liyom. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Yudches. Good. There is a major question in the Rishonim, and that's quoted by the Ramban and by the Ritva and by Tosfos in Kiddushin, that this list is a semi-parallel list to the one that we have in Kiddushin. Kiddushin also in Bavli gives a list for the mitzvah say that are not zman grama. So these three, the first three, aveid shluach hakan and ma'akeh. Why are women obligated? Because those are not zman grama. Ask all the Rishonim. But all those mitzvahs also have a losase associated with them, not just an ase. So even if it would be a zman grama, women would still be obligated because it has a losase. Hashavas aveda lo sucha lehisalem. Right, shluach hakan. Right, shalech to shalech lo tikach im alabanim. Right, a ma'akeh. Right, so all those three, those are not good examples. Right, those are the examples of non-zman grama. Right, those are examples of zman grama. Even if they would be a zman grama, they have a losase associated with them. So therefore, women should be obligated because of that. So Tosfos in Kiddushin says, I could come up with hechi timsis that the ase applies and the losase doesn't apply. So Tosfos works very hard to try to figure out ukimtis, cases where there's only an ase and maybe the Isra of Lo Sasim Dama Vesecha only applies if you build a house al menas not to put up a fence on the roof. But if you just build a house and you plan to put it up, and then you decide not to put it up, maybe that's only a bitul asay. That's not a Lo Sasay. Right? Or other examples. Tosfos comes up with chidushim in all of these mitzvahs. Good. But if you look in the Ramban, and the Ritva also quotes this Ramban on that Gemara, amazing Ramban. The Ramban says, sometimes you can have a mitzvah that has an asay and a los asay associated with it, but what's the ikker? What's the ikker? Is the asay coming to bolster the los asay, or is the los asay coming to be mechazik the asay? So the Ramban says, in all these cases, it's clear that the asay is the ikker, and the los asay is just telling us, take the asay seriously. Right? The ikker is not to, don't walk away from the lost item. No, the ikker, of course, is do a Shavas Aveda. Return the item and make sure you don't turn away. Put up a fence, make sure you don't leave a dangerous situation. Some of them are not as clear, but that's what the Rabban assumes. Send away the mother bird. Hey, what about stucca? What about stucca? Stucca is also a big topic, right? There's a way of an ase and a los ase. Right, the Gemara talks elsewhere, not about a mitzvah says my grandma, but in terms of forcing on stucca. There's a losase by stucca too. But is the losase there to bolster the ase? right? Don't turn your hand away or not. That's a question in the first parak of Baba Basra. But those are two answers to the question, Tosfos and the Ramban, from Maseches Kedushin on this list. Okay, says the Gemara, Tani, Kol Mitzvah Shadam Potter, Adamotias Arabim Dechavasan. Again, every line on this daf is a huge shas topic, right? Yatza Motzi. If a person is Potter from a mitzvah, a person can still be Motzi, their friend, in the mitzvah. Chutz miBerachas Hamazon, except for Berachas Hamazon. Gemara seems to say there's no yatsa motzi when it comes to berachas hamazon. V'had the tanina called she'enach mechayev adavar ina motzi as a rabbi dechov asan ha'im chayev afilu im yatsa motzi. But isn't the rule we learned in the Rosh Hashanah, if you're chayev in something, if you're not chayev in something, you can't be motzi. But if you're chayev in it, you can be motzi even if you did it already. So the Gemara says no, berachas hamazon is an exception. Amar Ablai Yashanihi, that's different berachas hamazon. Dechsev ba v'yachalda v'savata v'yachalda Hashem alkecha misha achal hu yivarech. That's a drasha, right? Whoever ate is the one to make berachas hamazon, and you can't do berachas hamazon through Shemei Ka'ona. The Haredim here quotes the Rishonim. Again, it's a machlokas Rishonim. The Haredim here quotes the Rishonim. That's only if you know how. If you don't know how, then you can't say, Misha achalu yivarech. He doesn't know how to be mivarech. So if he doesn't know how to be mivarech, okay, then we'll rely on it. That's what the Haredim says here. Sheni Odeya Chaveiro Motzio, then one can. It's a machlokas Rishonim. The Rashba is Meiko, but the Rambam doesn't seem to have any leeway. But this is the sugya of Shomea Kaona and Yatsa Motzi. Just to read you one makar related to that, the beautiful Ritva. There's a Ritva in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chavtes, which talks about Shomea Kaona and Yatsa Motzi. If I was already Yotzi Shofar, so why should I be able to make a bracha for you? I'm already out of it. It's not the same thing, in other words. Let's say if two people walk into shul on Rosh Hashanah afternoon, a person who heard shofar in the morning and a guy, right? Neither of these two people are chayiv in the mitzvah of shofar right now. But one of them was never chayiv in the mitzvah of shofar, and one of them used to be chayiv in the mitzvah of shofar, right? The person who was yotzei could be motzi another person, right? He's still in the parsha. Why? Says the Ritva, Rosh Hashanah, Chavtes. Call a mitzvah, call berachas a mitzvah. Avishi yatsa motzi, avabisha mitzvah mutelas al kol echad. Hare, call Yisrael arevim zelaze, vikulam kiguf echad. Language of the Ritva. They're all like one organism. Uka'arif haporeachov chavero. They're like a guarantor who is repaying the loan. If you didn't do your mitzvah yet, then my chiv is still chaser. And I guarantee your chiyuvim. Ubechlal ze gam, Birchas Kriyashma. I'll just read this Ritva because it's open. The Shishliach Sibur Boti Yidei Chavasa Mehem Afilu Es She'eno Baki. Aval B'Kriyashma V'Tfila Eino Motzi Es Habaki. Kidam Rinan B'Yerushalmi B'Dinu She'ekol Echad B'Shani B'Fiv V'Shekol Echad M'Vakish Rachmim Al Atzma. That's our Yerushalmi. V'Chem B'Chol Bracha Shal Shevach Avishay Yotze Motzi. So that's the Ritva Rosh Hashanah quotes this Yerushalmi. Our Yerushalmi. Okay, weiter. So, but he doesn't know about Berachas Hamazon there, but that's here, Berachas Hamazon. Misha achal hu yivarech. We continue. And now the Yerushalmi has a couple of rhetorical lines related to this. Reb Yossi, Reb Yudah bar Pazi, Havi Mesivin, Amru, they said, Lo mistaver b'kriyishma sheikolech ve'echan mishani b'fiv. Right, well, we just quoted from the Ritva. Isn't it appropriate and logical that everybody should be Makabal Amalcha Shemayim themselves? Right, say it themselves. Maybe it's based on the Psukim Vishinantam, right, Mishani Befiv, or it's just logical, right? It's Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. Lo Mistavre B'Tfila Sheikolech V'Echan Mevakesh Rachmim Alatzmo. Right, isn't that something that is personal? So, no matter how close Shemei Kohanah is, and they could do it for you, but there are certain things that should be personal. Similar to, the Gemara doesn't make the comparison, but there are certain mitzvahs that are what we call chovas aguf. Right, a chovas aguf, right? You can't make a shliach to put on tefillin for you. You can't make a shliach to sit in the sukkah for you. So you can't make a shliach for certain mitzvahs shel dibur, because maybe they're different. They're not just dibur. Bakashas rachamim is something personal, right? And kabbalas malchus shamayim is something personal. So therefore, Shomei Ka'ona shouldn't apply. Again, this is all in the ideal world. If somebody can, so then some Rishonim say that they can. Okay, continuing. Ma bein sukkah, ma bein lulav. What's the difference between sukkah and lulav? What's the Gemara's question? The question here is about Hilchos Brachos. Why is it that, let's say I would sit in the sukkah. Let's say I wouldn't leave the sukkah for the entire week of sukkahs. Entire week of sukkahs, I would sit in the sukkah. So I have to make a bracha leishav sukkah the first night. and then I wouldn't make another bracha of Leisha Basukkah. Ma bein sukkah, ma bein luba. Lulav, you'd make a bracha each day. Each day, even if you sleep in the middle, even if you hold your lulav straight, right, for 7 days straight, still, so sukkah ain't a tuna bracha el leila yontav rishon bilvad. Sukkah only needs a bracha the first night. Lulav tam bracha kol shiva, and lulav leaves a bracha every day. Why is that? Rav Yosi Rav Acha v'yasvin amrin ma bein sukkah ma bein lulav. What's the difference? Sukkah nohegas b'leilas ubiyokav is chayv and sukkah day and night. So if you don't leave the sukkah, there's no hefsek between your kiyum. So if you sit in the sukkah, the entire sukkah is a never leave. So even when you're sleeping, you're being mekayim the mitzvah. There's no hefsek, it's day and night, and therefore there's no new bracha. Lulav ain't a noegel b'yom, but lulav is only by day. So even if I hold my lulav straight for a week, 24 hours, still, every time there's a new day, you have to make a new bracha because there's a new chiyuv, right? The night does not have the mitzvah. Hesev, Reb Yaakov, Daromya. And again, we had this before. Does it mean from the south or of Rome, right? Daromya. Hare Talmud Torah, Noheg, Balaylos, Kibayamim. So what about Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah, you make a new bracha every day also, but Talmud Torah is like sukkah. It's day and night. So why do you make a new bracha on Talmud Torah? So the Gemara says, my kadun, is it similar? Sukkah, we're going to flip the girsa here, because the gra flips the girsa and the charedim flips the girsa. Sukkah, de'efshar lo shelo lihi batel. Sukkah, it's possible to go straight. You can stay in the sukkah, right, day and night every second, and not have a hefsek, and even when you're sleeping, it's you're being in the midst of sukkah. Talmud Torah, efshar lo shelo lihi batel, rhetorical. Talmud Torah, is it possible to keep learning every second? No, you have to, when you're sleeping, you're not doing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay, it's not bittul Torah, but it's not doing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so by definition, it has to have a break. And therefore, you would make a new bracha. This discussion is kind of in the opposite direction of, we're used to the Gemara, the Tosas and Brachas Daf Yud Aleph, which we've spoken about often, contrasting Sukkah and Talmud Torah in the opposite direction. Saying, why does sukkah get a bracha every single time you walk in the sukkah? While Talmud Torah, every time you learn, during the day, you don't make a new bracha. But again, it's not a stira. It's just going in the opposite direction. Saying, if you would make a hefsek by Talmud Torah and sukkah, it would go in the opposite direction. Right? Talmud Torah would not get a new bracha, while sukkah would get a new bracha. This Gemara is asking, just let's say, if you don't have a hefsek, if you're going straight, you know, would you make a new bracha or not? Okay, we'll have to stop here. Bye, Tani. We'll continue next time a little more with Shomea Ka'onep. And then we get into the next topic of Pturim, of mitzvos, of Balkeri, and the like. Not just a Ptur, but maybe someone who's not allowed to make certain brachas or do certain mitzvos. Okay, we'll stop here.